This is Tristan Beeman of the Wine Exchange in Santa Ana. You're listening to a spectacular vintage year in food news, SoCal Restaurant Show. Cheers.
And welcome back. You're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until noon on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And I'm Andrew Gruhl, chef and owner of Slapfish Restaurant Group, as well as Two Birds and Butterleaf in Trade's new food hall, and I'm happily co-hosting the show alongside executive producer Andy Harris. And we've got a great show lined up for you here, and you can catch more of the pieces that you may have missed or just to listen to it again at www.socalrestaurantshow.com throughout the week. That's 24/7 online. I mean, you got to go there. We're on Facebook at SoCal Restaurant Show. Tweet us at SoCal Restaurant and check us out on Instagram as well at SoCal Restaurant Show. And we're enthusiastically presented to you by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.
And thank you, Chef Andrew. And I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the SoCal Restaurant Show. Well, we're about to get to Construction Long Beach 2017. But before we go down south, it is time for our Angel Ticket giveaway. And this probably is our last giveaway of the season. And of course, when they opened the vault, they gave us some good tickets. It's for Tuesday evening, September 19th, the Halos versus the Cleveland Indians. If you follow baseball at all, you know the Cleveland Indians were on a 22-game winning streak, an American League record that sadly ended last night. We would have loved them to come into Anaheim with that next week. But hey, 22 ain't bad. So what we're giving away is this family four-pack for this Tuesday, the 19th, versus the Cleveland Indians. How do you win that four-pack, you ask? Well, I'm about to give a question. And if you are the first caller with the right answer to that question, to 1-714-283-830, that family four-pack is yours, and good luck. And remember, for your regular Angel ticket needs, it's angels.com. Okay, in the first half hour of the show, we were talking with the Pizza Whisperer, Chris Bianco of Pizzeria Bianco in Phoenix. Chris is on his way to Southern California with a restaurant that will open in the first quarter of next year called the Tartine Manufactory that will include a couple of his restaurant concepts there. To be today's winner, tell us what city in Southern California Tartine Manufacturing will open in early 2018. And again, if you are the first caller to 1-714-283-830 with that correct answer, you will win that family four-pack. One more time on the question. Pizza chef Chris Bianco of Pizzeria Bianco in Phoenix is coming to Southern California in the first quarter of next year. To win that family four-pack of Halo tickets, be the first caller to 1-714-283-830, identifying the city in Southern California that the Tartine Manufactory will be coming to. We've had fun the last few years following Construction Long Beach. And of course, 2017 will be no different. There are four competing teams of architecture and engineering firms that do these amazing structures of cans. And the great thing is they're all cans of food. When it's all said and done, all of these cans are donated to Food Finders to feed hungry people in the greater Long Beach area. Representing one of the competing teams, that this is their second time in Construction Long Beach, is Chandra Johnston, who is with Camus and Keller Interiors and Architecture in Long Beach. Chandra, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning to you, Andy. Thanks so much for having me.
So tell us how last year went and what your sculpture was, because you were au courant.
I like to think so. Last year's theme was superheroes, and our first time out, we decided to go big. We chose a Wonder Woman Rosie the Riveter hybrid, the theme of which was We Can Do It. Knowing full well that Wonder Woman was going to be all the rage coming soon. And it was our first time, our Long Beach's office's first time participating. And it was an overwhelming blast. We all had a great time. Our firm is predominantly women, so it was great to knock a female sculpture out of the park the first time around.
Now, for this year, what is the construction date and where is it going to be in Long Beach?
This year, we are building this upcoming Thursday, September 21st, all the teams have 12 hours between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. to build their sculptures. And the theme is rock can roll, which means we can do anything music related that we want.
And this is going to be in the Landmark Square building, but in by sheer coincidence, that just happens to be where your offices are, at 111 West Ocean Boulevard. And the public can come and watch these sculptures coming together, and then they will be on display thereafter. Now, I want to get my colleague, Chef Andrew, in on the conversation. But before we do that, can you reveal what your sculpture is going to be this year?
Oh, I'm not sure if I want to reveal that, Andy. It's, let's just say we hope to make some changes to the Long Beach community.
I think we got what we need.
I like that hint. That's a good one. It opens a lot of doors. Now, Food Finders is, of course, the beneficiary of this fourth annual Canstruction event. And last year's event generated 28,000 pounds donation of canned goods, which is just unbelievable. I imagine this year maybe we can break the 30,000 pound mark on that one.
Fingers crossed. Absolutely. We encourage the public to come down to the Landmark Square building on Ocean and Pine to vote for their favorite via canned donations. And it doesn't have to be Camus and Keller's sculpture. Just come down, vote, donate to this wonderful organization.
Now, there's multiple awards categories, correct?
That is correct. There's several. There is structural integrity, best use of labels, which our firm won last year, most cans, the best meal, which means what they selected can-wise would actually be a healthy, wholesome meal for the donated organization, and then the People's Choice Award. That's the one that we want you to come down and vote for.
That's so neat. That really, really is. And on the best meal, is that the best meal within a single can, or are we looking at kind of the collective nature of all the cans together as a wholesome meal?
Yeah, you got it. It's the collective meal, because they really encourage us to use wholesome canned food instead of really basic inorganic foods.
No, that's amazing. And I've got to ask, I mean, on the back end of this, how much time do you spend putting this together? I mean, I have trouble building a paper airplane.
overwhelming is a great term. Luckily, I've got 1 year in my back pocket, so I've learned a lot from last year. Last year, I think all in, our team probably spent over 100 hours planning and shopping and building.
Unbelievable.
This year, with a little more knowledge, I think maybe we knocked that down to, only 80 hours of work.
and then is it, I mean, structurally, as you build this out, what are the elements that you have to think about? As a father of two, I would like to take this into the kitchen, with at least like 10 cans.
That's a good starting point. Our parameters, we have 10 feet by 10 feet by 10 feet high. We plan out and make sure that the cans fit within one another. And also a bunch of us firms also have to cut out supporting boards to go beneath several layers of the cans to make sure that it's not coming crumbling down during its display period.
Well, I think this is really, really is remarkable on so many levels, from food to design, architecture. Mm-hmm. I highly encourage our listeners to go to www.canstructionlongbeach.org. That's canstructionlongbeach.org to find out more information about this. And I obviously, we've got to break that 30,000 pound donation number this year, but
please.
I think there's a lot to be voted on, so should be easy. Well, not easy.
Chandra, good luck. We look forward to seeing your sculpture come next Thursday. And again, thanks for the time. I love your enthusiasm. And all the competing firms have the same level of support for this event. What a great idea. And the end result is just wonderful, too, in terms
it
of
really is.
Having
yeah.
fun, but also feeding hungry people. Can't be any purer than that.
Exactly. So proud to be a part of this. and to be a part of the Long Beach community. And thanks to Terry Henry for organizing this so well every year.
You bet. Terry does a great job.
He sure does.
We are coming back for our concluding segment of the SoCal Restaurant Show. A little bit of a short show today, but we're going to get into corkage and restaurants, so you're not going to want to miss this. We're enthusiastically presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.